Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So after several delays and a great deal of buzz, Rupert Murdoch's latest media venture, The Daily, was released on Wednesday. The publication, designed specifically for the iPad, cost $30 million to launch and has a budget of about $500,000 a week. Murdoch has hailed it as a revolutionary new publication that marries the best of the old and new worlds of media, all for $40 a year as a subscription rate. Our next guest, Farhad Manju, technology columnist for Slate, has been looking at The Daily. Some of you might have been too. Listeners out there have been reading The Daily on your iPads. Give us a call and give us your first week reviews. Any bugs? Any kinks? Is it classic Murdoch? Is it the iFox or the iFox News? Is it the medium you've been waiting to read news on? Finally here. Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Will this daily make you give up newspapers like the Wall Street Journal? 212-433-9692. Hi, Farhad. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi. Good to be here.
Who's The Daily for? Who's the target audience?
Oh, I mean, it's really hard to tell. I think it's anyone who has an iPad. I think that's what they're going for. And that's what they said at the press conference, too. But that's sort of one of the big problems of it. There doesn't seem to be a target audience. It's not very well curated or it doesn't cater to anybody. I would prefer, I think, if it was the iFox or it had some kind of obvious editorial bent or angle or something compelling about it. But right now it feels like the closest kind of old media analog I can think of is it feels like USA Today. It's for everyone.
It's for everyone. And with very short articles like USA Today, very colorful like USA Today.
Yeah, short articles, colorful, and lots of kind of non-text elements. So there's lots of videos, lots of little interactive features, polls, graphs. So think of USA Today if it was sort of animated. So some stories have just a few lines of text, but they'll have a long video interview. Other stories will have there was a 360 view of the Super Bowl stadium. You can sort of pan around, see what the players will see. Some of that's pretty cool, but it's not. I really wonder whether it'll sort of make people think, you know, I have to read this in the morning.
You also compared it to People magazine.
Yeah, I mean, it's got the sense that. It's very personality driven. So one of the features that received a lot of criticism in yesterday's issue was this interview that they had apparently done with Gabrielle Giffords before the shooting, and it was all about how much she loved her iPad. So it's that kind of thing where, you know, it gets at kind of the celebrity and personality and kind of soft areas.
This is the first controversy surrounding this new Murdoch publication for the iPad is this interview with Gabrielle Giffords and maybe the way it's packaged. So here is the last 30 seconds of that video, which, as Farhad Manju from Slate just said, was released by The Daily yesterday.
In another very promising sign, she has spent time in the hospital scrolling through photos on her iPad, just as she did before the shooting.
It is kind of cute, though. My husband and I both have iPads. We got them at the same time, so sometimes we're in bed together, showing each other our stuff on our iPads. So it's a great tool. It's a lot of fun, and I really encourage people to think about investing in one.
It was a brief conversation before it all happened. A member of Congress, a woman, so very genuine. For The Daily, I'm Elizabeth Saab.
Farhad Manju from Slate, my guest. Gosh, Apple should have paid her for that one.
Yeah. I mean, I just in their defense, they've been sort of producing this magazine for, I think, 6 weeks before they were allowed to launch. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that interview might have been a little more newsworthy, and they might have been able to package it differently if they had actually been publishing around when the shooting happened. I think that, you know, they're a little behind on the news here, which is why it feels even more odd.
So is the controversy that it's in bad taste to release that now?
No, I don't. I mean, I guess I've seen some of that. I didn't think it was in especially bad taste. I just didn't think it was, you know, that interesting or that sort of useful in addition to the Gabrielle Giffords story.
Is there an ideological bent to the Daily so far? That's probably the first question that a lot of our listeners will have about a new Murdoch publication.
Right. Yeah. It's not obvious if there is. It's sort of trying to go for everyone. It doesn't really have an obvious right or left bent. And in fact, it's not very political at all. It's sort of, we'll see as the news develops. I mean, you know, as far as I can tell, the big stories so far have been kind of coverage of Egypt, lots of stuff about the weather, the Super Bowl, things like that.
Michael in the East Village has checked it out. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Great. Yes, I'm an iPad fan, and I'm a news junkie, and I really like the Daily presentation, and I would have no trouble paying $40 a year for a presentation like this. It's just the source is just totally unreliable. Being coming from News Corp, Fox News, I wouldn't trust anything on there. I wouldn't. The bent is so strong.
So
now,
the,
not yet.
But
so as your previous caller said, you know, it's pretty generic at the point. But I believe that's probably just in startup phase, and it'll just start seeping in there over time.
So the pay, gotcha, Michael. The trust level is low in the East Village, at any rate, Farhad, as we learned from Michael there. But and for some people, the paywall won't be as high as the credibility wall from a Murdoch publication. But what about the paywall? If they want people to subscribe to this for $40 a year, that's consistent with Murdoch's approach to some of his other content online, like most of what comes from the Wall Street Journal.
Right, yeah. I mean, I think Murdoch has sort of been on the record for a while that he's not a big fan of giving away the news for free. And so I think that the paywall here will be hard for a couple reasons. First, I mean, people are reluctant to pay for news generally, but also this is paying for content that's only on the iPad. So, you know, you're only targeting this. It's a big audience of people who have the iPad, but it's not, you know, nearly as big as the number of people on the web. And the Daily has almost zero web presence. I mean, each of the articles is replicated on the web in kind of a low-def way, but there's no sort of index page. There's no home page for the Daily that shows you, you know, here's what's in our issue today on the web. And so a number of people have kind of hacked together these home pages just to kind of see what I think, just to kind of see what Murdoch would do, see what News Corp would do.
There's no home page. Does that mean there's no sort of front page? Like if I go to your publication, Slate, there's a home page. It's going to give me an array of some of the newly featured articles on Slate today, Farhad Manjoo on the Daily, whoever on this and on that topic. There's no such thing on the Daily. It's just the articles.
Right. And you, right. If you go to thedaily.com, you see basically a big ad for you to go get the iPad app. And there's no kind of page where they have all the articles. The way to get an article, to find out about an article, is in the iPad app. And then you can get the web link for that article and then go to it on the web. So it's possible for people, you know, for bloggers and things to link to a Daily article, but it's difficult. It's not, they don't make it very easy. And I think that's because, you know, they want people to pay for the iPad app.
And it's another part of the, what somebody called the suburbanization of the web. If the web itself is the cities, the apps are the suburbs, the cul-de-sacs, the gated communities where you pay $40 to get a publication here, something else to get a publication there, and leave the tumultuous urban buzz of the World Wide Web in to the quiet private solitude of something like The Daily, which debuted from Rupert Murdoch for iPads only this week. Farhad Manjoo, technology columnist for Slate, has been here to review it. Farhad, thanks a lot.
Great, thanks.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.